This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Jonathan Schell says farmers need to keep records of damage caused by the recent flooding. Commissioner Schell says the winter wheat crop may have been hit the hardest.
I think it's yet to be seen on the total damage that we're going to have. I think the wheat crop is probably the thing that's gotten hit the most. And it's not necessarily about it getting washed away, but just the compaction of the ground and being underwater for so long.
Schell says it's too early to know the amount of damage to wheat.
We're going to see some yield damage from that. Hopefully we'll be able to harvest a lot of it still. I think it's yet to be seen what kind of damage all that water had ponding up in fields and the pressure and compaction that it created as well. But I tell you, my heart goes out to McLean County, Curtis Dame. He did an amazing job managing through that situation down there.
He adds another issue surfaced with poultry farms in McLean County.
We did have some issues with some of our poultry operations being cut off from their feed. We were able to get inside really quickly. Action with the governor's administration and the emergency management and our team emergency management to get some temporary roads built to be able to get things in and out.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our legendary Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs. Whether it's corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability. So famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield, Kentucky.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Agriculture Commissioner Jonathan Schell is hoping the disaster declaration will provide needed assistance.
Luckily, we had President Trump declare an emergency even before the rain stopped. And so that opens up a lot of things through no interest, low interest loans, a lot of FEMA help and other things that are going to be available as we move on.
He adds farmers and homeowners need to keep detail records.
Take a tally and inventory of what you're doing and keep records of that so that hopefully there'll be some reimbursements later on that'll come from some of this funding.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.